Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which WrestleMania match was changed at the last minute? Plus, some more backstage news from two nights of WrestleMania, and a top AEW star makes their in-ring return tomorrow. For Tuesday, April the 13th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
WrestleMania was so much fun. Now, I bet you're probably wondering why I did what I did. Well, maybe this little story will help explain. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was lost. Until one day, she was rescued by the darkness. Darkness protected her, nurtured her, and taught her everything it knew. But then the darkness went away. I wonder, is that when the little girl realized that she may have never needed the darkness after all? How do you think it made her feel when she realized she could do everything on her own? Was the darkness helping her? Or did she decide that it was just standing in her way? I mean, why else would she use what she was taught to try to destroy the darkness? Is the female of the species the deadliest? We may never know. But there's one thing we do know for sure. That along the way, I unlocked something truly evil. Meet my new friend, Lily. And trust me, our fun is just getting started.
Alexa Bliss is excellent promo from an otherwise pretty drab Raw after Mania, summing up what happened between her and The Fiend at WrestleMania Night 2. What we saw left a lot of heads being scratched, didn't it? I didn't grade it that well on Night 2 graded, and I think a lot of people didn't grade it that well in their hearts either. That match between Randy Orton and The Fiend has been subject to a lot of criticism and a bit of ridicule as well, from booking to the theatrics to everything else around it. I didn't mind the spooky nonsense around it. It was just the confusing way that Randy Orton won. Very strange. Fiend distracted by Alexa Bliss that led to one RKO that put the Fiend away. Now, Fightful Select have given us an update on this, and according to them, the plans for that match changed over the weekend, including who was going to win. Fightful's report says that Fiend was originally intended to be the winner, and it was going to write Randy Orton off TV for a little while. However, lastminute.com, the decision was made to have Randy Orton win instead. Fightful Select also say that a surprise finish was pitched over the weekend. We're told that Bruce Pritchard and Vince McMahon were instrumental in the change and the decision-making associated. We were told that the management seemed happy with the finish as it played out. However, the talent we heard from were exceedingly confused. The report also notes that the match was always intended to have this to be a standard singles belt, a conventional star match, as opposed to something wacky like the Firefly Funhouse. But the finish was going to be the other way, with Fiend beating Orton. Vince and Bruce Pritchard decided otherwise. And yeah, I don't think that was the right thing to do. I think it would have felt nice to have had the Fiend beat Randy Orton at WrestleMania. You could still do the stuff where sort of the Fiend and Alexa Bliss come to odds. You could still do all that. But you could have done it without having Orton beat Fiend so decisively. I talk about this on Grade today, which I've just recorded as I'm recording this. And the thing is with the Fiend character is it works really well when there is a linear storyline attached to it. But when you start adding extra bits, you kind of go the avenue that Lost did as a TV series, where you're having to add lore as you go and making the character more and more watered down and more convoluted. And I have that fear that is where we are going with The Fiend. Talking of The Fiend and Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania, regardless of how it all finished, the visuals used at Mania were incredibly impressive, and that is down to horror special effects legend Tom Savini, who was behind the ooze-dripping face of Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania. Savini's team have been behind a lot of The Fiend's looks over the past few months, and Jason Baker went onto Twitter to give the credit to all those people involved in the mask, the new mask for The Fiend, as well as that crazy horror scenario that Alexa Bliss had play out as well. So it was, I think, visually incredibly impressive. Now, staying on the subject of WrestleMania, there was several title changes over the two nights. One of them saw Sheamus beating Riddle for the United States title. Now, why that match went down is quite simple. Dave Meltzer says in the Wrestling Observer, quote, "Riddle was never supposed to be champion. They had to do this because Keith Lee was supposed to win. For whatever the reason, that match was pulled. They had to get the belt off Lashley because they were giving him the WWE title. And it was one of those situations where they couldn't give it to Morrison because Morrison was in the Bad Bunny angle. Riddle got the belt because there's no other choice. So this kind of rectifies it. Chances are we'll have Sheamus holding that championship until Keith Lee is at a point where he can come back. And maybe we see this great run as US champion for Keith Lee. I'm not against it. Also at WrestleMania, we saw the women's tag team titles defended. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler defeating Tamina and Natalya. A match that went slightly over. Was meant to go 12 minutes, went 14. Doesn't sound significant when you say it like that, but when a show like WrestleMania is timed to the minute, something like that can cause some issues down the way and may lead to other matches being cut short or what have you. Also in that match, we saw Natalya take a really nasty whack to the face from Shayna Baszler, one that left people thinking she might have lost a tooth. Natalya cleared that up on Twitter, sharing a picture of the injury and the hole in her lip as a result of that boot, that knee rather, from Shayna Baszler. She tweeted out saying, "Teeth are good, a hole through my lip, wrestling is real, and I'm hashtag unbreakable." We've got our reactions to WrestleMania Nights 1 and 2 coming very soon on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. But you can check out right now Night 1 and Night 2 Graded and Night 1 and Night 2 WTF Moments from Ross. And a little later today, you and I will break down for the very last time what happened on Raw the night after WrestleMania. That'll be at youtube.com/Cultaholic. A little later on today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The main event of the next pay-per-view is set, WrestleMania Backlash, as it's being called, will feature Drew McIntyre going one-on-one with Bobby Lashley with the WWE Championship. Drew and Bobby had themselves the first match in front of a live crowd at WrestleMania 37 Night 1, and we were very surprised by the fact that Drew didn't win. It seemed like a shoo-in that Drew would become the champion that night. Alas, it didn't happen. Maybe they're saving it for the weirdly titled WrestleMania Backlash. Find out how he got into that match by watching Raw Graded at youtube.com/cultaholic. And Chris Statlander will make her AEW return tomorrow night on Dynamite. She returned to the promotion during the Arcade Anarchy match, bursting out of a grabber machine, but she will step back into the ring against Amber Nova on tomorrow night's episode of Dynamite. Also tomorrow night on AEW Dynamite, making his in-ring debut is Anthony Ogogo. Now, Ogogo signing to the company had a lot of people talking, as this is a guy that's come from a sport outside of wrestling and wants to get involved. Certainly made his presence felt over the past few months within the company. And he was on with Ross a short while ago, just before just as the announcement was coming out that he was joining AEW, he was on Straight to Hell with Ross Twiddell, talking about things in wrestling that he would love to see banished straight to hell. And in case you missed it, one of those things is something that AEW are actioning as we speak. Anthony doesn't like having too many wrestling pay-per-views. Take a listen.
One thing I would say is, personally, again, from a fan's perspective, and that sounds quite hypocritical and contradictory to what I've said, I personally think there's too many pay-per-views.
Straight to hell's gone. No, carry on. I fully, it's going to hell. Just a spoiler, sorry.
That's when there's two pay-per-views, obviously, you know, they chop together matches just to fit that pay-per-view. And it's like, oh, where's the storyline? You're not giving us as fans the opportunity to get invested in this particular storyline. You're just expecting us to, oh, we want that person to win because we like him. I think you've got to do more to kind of get us actually invested in the storyline. That's why, well, I don't watch it anymore, but that's why people watch EastEnders every week, because people want to know what Grant Mitchell's doing. Is Phil Peggy Mitchell's back on the bar? And people, all you Americans have no clue what I'm talking about now. But people care, you know? People want to know what's going on. Saskia hitting a thing, what's he called? Martin Kemp, Steve. Oh, yeah, but with the ashtray and killing him. People care because they like that guy, but they dislike that person. And when you have too many pay-per-views, like for me, like it makes the TV, the weekly TV, a bit weaker, because you're not giving them time for storylines to build. And the analogy I've written down in my notes is, like, I love my favourite TV programme of all time was Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones. I loved it because it just had everything. A bit like wrestling. It's got everything, like, you know. Like a bit of sex, like some killing, like power. It's got something for everybody. Like wrestling should have, a good wrestling TV show should have something for everyone, right? But what I struggle with, so what I love about Game of Thrones is some episodes, like, nothing really would happen. Like, it was like, you look at it, and if you didn't know the storyline, you'd think, that's a bit boring, because nothing really happened. But it's a slow build, and they're planting seeds. And at the end of the series, whoa, a big climactic moment. Whoa, that's what you've invested the previous, like, 8, 9, 10 weeks for. And that's, I think wrestling should go back. And again, it's hard looking back everyone looks back through their rose-tinted glasses of being a kid, because they always say, like, oh, wrestling was better when you were a kid. But everything's better as a kid because you're a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got no responsibilities, no mortgage, no this, no that, no fridge magnets breaking behind you. Like, you're a kid, so everything's better. And I don't necessarily think that's true. I think things now are even better than when you were a kid. I just think that I think things have been too much rush to fit the pay-per-view, and really they should be. And that's what, again, I'm not burying WWE, but that's what AEW, I think, we're going to do really well. Like, we're going to have limited pay-per-views, but each one's going to be a big show. It's going to be like, it's going to be proper. And you've seen already, Double or Nothing, in my opinion, was wow. All Out was fantastic. So it's sporadic every few months. It gives us a chance to build up to it.
Yeah.
Like, depress from it, then build up again for the next, well, every week's long, you know, get a bit, you know. So there, that's my third one, buddy.
Watch the full episode of Straight to Hell on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Anthony Gogo makes his AEW in-ring debut tomorrow night. Plus, we'll also see Red Velvet and Jade Cargill going one-on-one. Chris Jericho and Dax Harwood with Mike Tyson as the guest enforcer for the match to keep the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle away from the ringside area. Darby Allin will defend his TNT Championship against Matt Hardy in a Falls Count Anywhere match. And the AEW World Tag Team titles on the line as the Young Bucks defend against Pac and Rey Fénix. A full night of action for Dynamite tomorrow, and unopposed, as tonight NXT makes its return to Tuesday nights, which leaves AEW free on a Wednesday to hopefully hit that million mark a few more times in 2021. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Check out WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 graded, plus Night 1 and Night 2 WTF moments if you haven't seen them. And it's Raw graded later on today, the last episode of graded for Monday Night Raw. I'll be back tomorrow to do NXT graded, but this is the last episode of Raw that we're grading. So do we go out with a bang or a whimper? We'll find out later. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. We are watching Justin Henry, our writer, and I, every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning. And we're up to 1995. This week, we watched the episode that features the debut of Sonny and Skip, the Body Donners, and the artist that would become known as PCO debuts as Jean-Pierre Lafitte on Monday Night Raw. He's back with a brand new gimmick, and we have some fun watching this one later on. You can listen to it on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Later this week, in fact, tomorrow night, rather, all the days are just lost to me at the moment. Tomorrow, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in conversation with Canadian wrestling journeyman Tyson Dukes. We talk about his controversial time as part of the Hart Family Dungeon, and we talk about what he's got planned in the wrestling world post-pandemic. It's a really interesting chat that I have with Tyson Dukes, and you can hear it tomorrow on the Cultaholic podcast feed. And if you want to know how and why Riddle and Rob Van Dam were hanging out at the Playboy Mansion, you can check out cultaholic.com for that one. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.